This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful U.S. gun rights and lobbying organization stages its big show in the state of Texas days after a school massacre in the same state. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
3 days after the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, the National Rifle Association opens its annual convention in Houston today. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to be the headline speaker, but other speakers and performers, including two Texas lawmakers and American Pie singer Don McLean, have backed out. With emotions running high after the killings of 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, and less than 2 weeks after the deadly Buffalo supermarket attack in which 10 black people were killed, Chief Troy Finner says Houston police are ready.
We're going to have enough officers to deal with whatever we need to deal with immediately.
In an online statement, the NRA said people attending the gun show will reflect on the Uvalde shooting, pray for the victims, and redouble the commitment to making schools secure. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Joe Biden will visit Texas on Sunday. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Following a horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden and the First Lady will travel there on Sunday and meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and victims' families.
To show their support for the community during this devastating time and to be there for the families of the victims.
The visit comes on the day the National Rifle Association wraps up a 3-day annual meeting in Houston.
80% of NRA members support background checks.
In remarks on Wednesday, the president called on lawmakers to come together to address gun violence and tighten gun laws in response to the shooting.
When in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, fundamentally change the amount of the carnage that goes on in this country?
Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. People in Uvalde are still trying to come with terms of the shooting on Tuesday that claimed the lives of at least 19 students. As Michael Sullivan reports, the tragedy touches community members and those who came to mourn alongside them.
In this town of barely 16,000 residents, nearly everyone has a connection to Robb Elementary School or one of the victims of some of the slain and injured children. Fernando Rodriguez is a student in fourth grade at Robb Elementary School. He was in the school when the shooter arrived, but escaped with teachers and other students through a window. Friends in another classroom were among those who died. Manny Alvarez asks why the teenage gunman could buy weapons so easily.
When they get 18, they can go and buy rifles and all kinds of ammunition and everything. I mean, I don't think that's right.
And what do you think can be done to stop these shootings?
The guns. That's what I think, the guns.
There are too many high-powered guns, Maria Alvarez said. This Nigerian immigrant drove here from his home in Austin, Texas, to pay his respects. He survived a mass spree shooting by a gunman in Midland and Odessa, Texas, in 2019. Shot 3 times, he was lucky to survive. 7 others did not.
So it's a... It's sad news when I heard this. The past 2 days, 3 days, I couldn't sleep. Decided to come over and pay my last, show some love.
He blames politicians for not protecting the children.
So it's so sad. Their blood is in the leader's hand.
A grieving community asking why these young lives were cut short. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Uvalde, Texas.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday that Russian President Vladimir Putin is making slow but palpable progress in the Donbas in East Ukraine. Quote, he's continuing to make gradual, slow, but I'm afraid palpable progress, and therefore it's absolutely vital that we continue to support the Ukraine's militarily. Russia calls its invasion that it launched on February 24th a special military operation to demilitarize and denazify its neighbor. Ukraine and the West say these are false pretexts for a war of aggression. In the recapping our top story, in the U.S., a powerful gun rights lobbying group is beginning its annual convention in Houston, Texas. Leaders of the National Rifle Association are gearing up to, quote-unquote, reflect on, but are expected to deflect any blame for this week's deadly shooting of 19 children and 2 teachers at an elementary school in the town of Uvalde in the same state as Texas. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.